mass shooting claims more. Lisa Brady, Fox News. A briefing just held at Del Sol Medical Center in Texas.
And we are deeply saddened to be here today to have to tell you
that two patients have passed.
Dr. Stephen Flaherty is the center's trauma chief. It's now at least 31 dead in all in two shootings. Saturday at a Walmart in El Paso, where a suspect is in custody. Then outside a bar in Ohio yesterday. That suspect was killed by police. Fox's Jeff Manasso with more live.
Lisa, Dayton Fire Chief Jeff Payne upping the injured to 37, including 14 shot and people trampled or cut as they ran for their lives.
As you're aware, they had nine victims plus a shooter were pronounced at the scene. And as of 9 o'clock this morning, we have 11 victims still hospitalized.
As police still piece together a motive behind the attack in Dayton's popular entertainment district, including looking at the shooter's digital footprint, online and social media data. Police say the gunman, wearing a mask and body armor, killed his own sister in the process before police quickly responded and neutralized him. Lisa.
Well, Jeff, President Trump condemning racism and white supremacy and urging bipartisan action in Congress to address gun violence, including mental health reform.
To better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
But some Democrats are criticizing his comment that mental illness and hatred pulled the trigger, not the gun. Senator and presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar tweeting that there's mental illness and hatred around the world, but the U.S. stands alone with a high rate of gun violence. Stocks are plunging, continuing last week's sell-off on the China trade dispute right now. The Dow's down 742 points. This is Fox News.
Baseball season is in full swing. It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super Polygrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
Polygrip!
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polydent so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent!
You're a small business owner, and there's nothing small about what you do. That's why Dell Small Business Technology Advisors give you trusted advice, one-on-one partnership, and tailored tech solutions, like computers with Intel Core processors, servers, storage, networking, plus thousands of top-brand electronics, accessories, and software. No matter your technology needs, Dell is here to help your small business do big things. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
The U.S. appeal for more help from allies in the Strait of Hormuz amid heightened tensions with Iran. Fox's Simon Owen is live in London.
Lisa, Britain's Ministry of Defense saying the Royal Navy will work alongside the U.S. Navy escorting ships through the Strait of Hormuz, the busy shipping channel where Iran seized a UK-flagged oil tanker last month. Britain saying it hopes other countries will join the mission. But Germany is today saying no, distancing itself from the Trump administration's maximum pressure campaign on Iran, as they call it. Germany's foreign minister saying his country would only sign up to a European operation. Lisa.
Thanks, Simon. The deadliest attack in Egypt's capital in over 2 years. A car packed with explosives colliding with other vehicles in central Cairo near Egypt's main cancer hospital, killing at least 20 people, injuring dozens more. Investigators not yet confirming the intended target, but a military militant group with links to the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood said the car was being moved for an attack elsewhere at the time. A well-known scientist, Neil deGrasse Tyson, walking back a tweet about the deadly violence over the weekend.
The famed astrophysicist posting a lengthy tweet saying, in the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 people to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. One Twitter user responding saying, I know you're trying to math people here, but this is tasteless and disrespectful, lost all respect for you. Another saying, imagine tweeting this and thinking it adds anything to intelligent discourse. deGrasse Tyson has since apologized, saying that while his information is factually accurate, it is unhelpful.
Fox's Carly Shimkus, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible. Check it out. It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It is live and local now. Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place on the Monday after a pair of gun tragedies in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. It's incredible. One of the things that's been on the hourly news, so I'll bring it up to you. Neil deGrasse Tyson. And he's a noted astrophysicist, and I don't know what that means, but whatever that means. Joining us, by the way, Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Here is the tweet, okay? And this is from the weekend. In the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. And he finishes it off with, often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. It sounds like it's being insensitive, but it's probably true.
Well, I think you can be both of those things, right? I mean, you can certainly be true, and it's not always a great time, you know, 24, 48 hours after what is a tragedy, to point out the context that, you know, mass shootings are still statistically anomalies, and thank the Lord, right? I mean, they're obviously terrible events. So, you know, it's just hard. And then, you know, Twitter is just like the worst place in the entire world. So everyone, you know, of course, will overreact. And but I mean, so it is a true. I mean, everything I assume is true, but it is also a little insensitive.
The president spoke. I will play for all his a statement at the White House this morning, but I'll do that about 10:35. Okay. Let me just ask you what you thought. First El Paso, clearly a guy that had a manifesto, and he put it online just an hour or so before he began the shooting. What did you make of what happened in El Paso? And it seems like at least the initial evidence is that it's much different than what we saw in Dayton.
Yeah, I think what's interesting is you know, El Paso happened, and obviously the initial reaction was Trump. Blame Trump. He's got this terrible rhetoric, and he does. Some of his rhetoric is terrible, and that has inspired the shooting. And you know, Trump is basically morally responsible for this shooting. And then you go to Dayton, and we find out that the guy is a Trump hater, supports Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, yeah.
Antifa supporter. You know, supports gun control. So maybe we shouldn't assign. You know, maybe we shouldn't blame politicians for what crazy people do. That's my standard. Is we just say, look, if someone, unless a politician specifically says, go do violent act, I do not hold them responsible for when a crazy person goes and does a violent act. Now, that can be different from saying, I don't like someone's rhetoric, or I think it's, you know, gross, and Trump fits those categories occasionally. But you know what? When the Bernie Sanders supporter went to the congressional baseball practice and shot a bunch of congressmen, it was not his fault. It was not his fault. You know why? Because Bernie Sanders did not say, go shoot those Republicans when they disagree with me. He didn't say that. Trump did not say, oh, I'm worried about immigration, go shoot Mexicans. He did not say that, okay? And so I just think it's such a mistake to use these tragedies as political clubs, which, of course, is what the media is going to do. Of course, what the Democrats are going to do. And it's so just tragically ironic that you would have, you know, basically this guy who's a racist scumbag in El Paso, and then you would have this leftist scumbag in Dayton. You know, maybe we just leave the politics out of it.
Well, but you know, with 25 presidential wannabes traversing the country, they're not going to leave it out. In fact, it took a nanosecond from Beto O'Rourke to jump on a plane here in Las Vegas and head back to El Paso, and every statement out of his mouth has been political.
Well, it is, and it's true. It's really disgusting. And you know what I think is also disgusting is all these people who say, shame on Mitch McConnell for not passing the background check initiative or the background check law. This would not have stopped that. It is so incredibly cynical to take a tragedy and say, well, we've got to do my policy. That would not have in any way stopped the tragedy. That is just disgusting, disgusting rhetoric. It's disgusting tactics. And you see it all the time from the left. And it's just infuriating.
Okay. The one common denominator, now these shootings are vastly different, but the one common denominator seems to be that we had young white males who were crazy.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing
and evil
is you look and you say, well, what's changed over the last 30, 40 years? Not guns. We've had a lot of guns in this country in the 1950s. We did not have mass shootings. We had a lot of white men. We did not have mass shootings like this. We had a lot of racism. We had a lot more racism then. We did not have mass shootings. So those three variables are the same today as they were 60, 70 years ago when we didn't have mass shootings. So maybe let's think about what are some of the other variables that have changed. And I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's the breakdown of the family, the breakdown of religion, community institutions.
Did we have Call of Duty?
Video games? I don't know.
No, it was Pac-Man.
It was Pac-Man. I am not one who thinks the video games are the cause, but if you want to say like the increasing isolation of people, you know, the fact that you can sit in your basement and be entertained for 12 hours a day. And then you can go online and interact with people via the screen. I think that is a much more fruitful vein in determining why these things are happening than, of course, everyone jumping to, well, it's the gun. Well, we've had guns, people. I mean, whether you support gun control or not, if you're really looking for solutions, look at the factors that have changed.
So how do we outlaw evil?
Well, you don't. I mean, you just can't. I mean, that's the problem, right? Is we already have laws against murder. We already have laws against shooting people. So the law is not going to work. I mean, I think what you have to look at is you have to say, this is something government cannot fix. It is a societal issue. It is a cultural issue. It is a spiritual issue where, look, as the country has, I don't want to say segregated because that's got too many racial connotations, but as people have withdrawn into, you know, themselves and away from just kind of a common community. And I think religion is a big part of that. I mean, that you know, whatever you think about the theology part of it, but the fact that people come together in a community with people who are not like them, that's really important for society. And now when you can just say, I mean, look, in the 1950s, you wanted to, you know, if you wanted to sit in your basement and watch TV, you had three choices, right? You were going to be bored. You were going to get out of your house and go somewhere because you wanted to do something. And I think that's a big, I think that's a big difference between now and then.
I want you to hear Cut 6, because Cut 6 is Dan Patrick. He is the Lieutenant Governor of the state of Texas. And this was after the El Paso tragedy, not after, I don't believe it was after the Dayton tragedy. But I want you to listen to his thoughts on maybe different, this is Cut 6. Did I say Cut 6? This is Dan Patrick on how do we solve the gun violence problem.
Is there a solution? Yes. Are there answers that you believe lie somewhere between the White House and the halls of Congress?
I do believe there are. And I believe we need to have a commission on looking. And we, you know, blue ribbon panels kind of are a bad name. They often meet and do nothing. But we need to say, do we want to be a society? Let's look at this manifesto. Where was it posted? It was on 8chan, a dark website, where the same killer in Christchurch, New Zealand, and the killer in San Diego, and now this killer, allegedly, we'll confirm all of this, but from what we can see, all posted on the same site. What are we as a nation to say that we're going to tolerate and allow a website that lets killers post their manifesto before and to be posted after the act, that we're going to let that they're martyrs today, there are people applauding this act of what happened, and could be in the same in Ohio. Was that a copycat crime? I have no idea. But why are we allowing that? Why are we allowing young people or anyone to be able to go to a website to learn to kill and be praised and put this manifesto out? Why are we allowing 90% of our children, is the estimate, between 12 and 17, watching video games? Again, larger than the music industry and the movie industry combined. Are we ignoring that? This was a maybe a video game to this evil demon, a video game to him. His no sense of humanity, no sense of life. He wanted to be a super soldier for his Call of Duty game. So we need to look at all of this and who we are. And if, as long as we continue to only praise God and look at God on a Sunday morning and kick him out of the town square and our schools the other 6 days of the week, what do we expect? What do we expect? There's no excuse for this. We condemn it totally. But as a nation, we have to look at this and leave all this politics out of it. I've already seen too many politics online since the shooting yesterday that makes me sick. This is all of our problem. Republican, Democrats, independent, black, white, and brown, male, female, young, middle-aged, and old. We all have to attack this because it's not acceptable anymore.
Taking God out of our schools, taking God out of our society, video games. Is there anything he missed?
Well, I mean, I think the God part is big. I mean, I think, you know, you had, you know, Christianity, other religions give you a sense of purpose, give you a sense of, you know, that you are responsible morally to a force that's outside yourself, that's higher than yourself. I know that there's going to be a judgment for your actions. I think those are all things that contribute positively to, you know, to just good behavior among society. I just can't go there with video games. I mean, you talk about, you know, people say, well, the guns don't kill people. People kill people. I mean, if you say video games are the largest form of entertainment in the country and mass shootings are these random events, you know, I just have a hard time saying, I mean, we just see more. I mean, I guess that's it. I mean, maybe it's something where people who are predisposed, you know, this continues them along the path, but I think it's hard to say, oh, this was, you know, perfectly happy person, and then they played video games, and now they're a killer. I'm not buying it.
More to come from Victor Jake, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What did he write about this week? How about Mario Lopez? And why is he experiencing some difficulty? We'll talk about that more coming up live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily, so 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
For a free quote, call Las Vegas Allstate agent Sam Peters today at 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000, or stop by either of Sam's convenient Las Vegas locations. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up on Live and Local Now, you'll get a chance to hear from the president himself. He made a statement at the White House today on the gun violence in both Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso. And I want you to hear it in context. He does condemn white. Everybody's been, you know, wondering, all the Democrats have been wondering, when's he going to do it? Well, he did it. He did it today. Victor Jake's joining us, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What are you writing about Mario Lopez about, for crying out loud? Pop culture reference, wow.
I know. This is a rarity. But last week, Mario Lopez, who was AC Slater on Saved by the Bell. So if you are under 40, you probably will recognize that show.
Ashley loved it. He loves the show.
And anyway, he did an interview and he said that he wasn't comfortable with three-year-olds picking their own gender. And of course, you know, the advocates of diversity and tolerance in Hollywood just ate him alive and talked about what a terrible person he is and how he's hateful and he's unscientific. And anyway, he backed down in like 12 hours, which was really pathetic. But anyway, it's just so incredible. I mean, it's like these kids are 3 years old. 3 years. Have you ever been around a three-year-old? You know, they think a balanced diet is vanilla ice cream in the morning, chocolate ice cream at lunch, and strawberry ice cream at dinner, right? Like, three-year-olds don't know anything. You have to help keep them alive constantly, and you're going to let them pick their own gender? It's just, it's insane. I mean, it's honestly, it's a world gone mad.
Let me ask you, though, because we see with social media, people, you know, just spew stuff out, and then they have to walk it back. The quote relative to 48 hours that we read for you earlier. Are we going to be seeing more of this where people make a statement and then have to walk it back? It seems like everybody's walking stuff back today.
Oh, it is. It is. I mean, if you deviate the tiniest bit from the leftist orthodoxy, especially if you work in Hollywood, I mean, the blowback is going to come, and most people think the best way to fix it is to apologize and grovel. And I think one of the best things that President Trump does is when he gets blowback, just stupid blowback, he will just say, no, that is ridiculous. And
he's not good at groveling.
He's not good at groveling. And sometimes he says the wrong thing. He needs to apologize. But most of the time, I would say a majority of the time, he says something that is just common sense. You just can't say, though. And previous Republicans would have, well, you know, I didn't mean that, and I'm not a racist. And, you know, Trump will be just like, no way. Come on. Everyone knows this is true. Everyone knows a three-year-old should not pick their own gender. Like, why is this something? And I think that's one of the things Republicans love most about him. And it's one of his greatest strengths. It's one of his greatest weaknesses when he really does need to apologize. But that is one thing I very much appreciate about it.
It is always fun having you. Folks can read your stuff three times a week in the Las Vegas Review Journal. Hope you have yourself a great week.
You too.
We will talk next week.
I look forward to it.
Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review Journal. What did the president say? Did he really denounce white supremacy? Well, the answer is, without a spoiler alert, yeah, he did. We'll let you hear it in his own words. That's all next, live and local, now.
Fox Business Network stocks continue to plunge, with the Dow falling more than 600 points following the weakening of China's currency, fueling concerns among investors that the move is in retaliation to the tariff war. As a result, markets across the globe are selling off, and economist Stephen Moore, who worked with the Trump administration on its tax law, was asked this morning if Wall Street is overreacting.
Yeah, it is an overreaction. I mean, look, I'm not in favor of these tariffs, but you're talking about a 10% tariff on $300 billion. That's a $30 billion tax, and yet the market lost $1 trillion in value. So yeah, this is an overreaction.
Among the biggest decliners today, tech and industrial companies. And CVS is expanding its membership CarePass program nationwide that allows customers to pay an annual flat fee of $48 to get free shipping for prescription drugs and other online orders. The offering comes as Amazon continues to put pressure on traditional retailers. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Lillian Wu. The mass shooting in Texas claims two more victims. We're just getting this information from the hospital. The 21-year-old suspect has been booked on capital murder charges. The shooter who killed nine victims in Ohio was then killed by police who are still looking for a motive. The president calling for stricter background checks and other changes.
I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike.
Some leading Democrats say the president should demand the Senate vote on a gun bill. Other critics are blaming the president's rhetoric for fanning hatred. And the Dow plunging more than 600 points in afternoon trading on worries about China. This is a Fox News alert.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Shepard Smith, there's so many streams of information coming. Some are designed to distract you and to mislead you. When news is breaking, you have to slow down. We have to begin with what's most important. I'm here to find out what happened, to report it without fear or favor, in context and perspective, and to be honest, brutally honest, about every bit of it. We work endless hours to make sure that when we deliver it to you as fact, it's a fact.
Shepard Smith on Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, it is live and local now. The gun tragedies in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio have all of us concerned and our thoughts and prayers. Although now people on the left say, we don't want your thoughts and prayers. To hell with them. That's a real Christian attitude, if I ever heard one. We need to find answers. And the answers are not necessarily taking everybody's guns away. I'm sorry. Or outlawing the AR-15. a semi-automatic weapon. I don't quite understand. The president, for months now, people have been demanding that the president is white nationalism. Well, it looks like after a statement today at the White House, the president has done just that. I want you to hear this in context. This is important. Here is the president of the United States earlier today at the White House.
My fellow Americans, this morning, our nation is overcome with shock, horror, and sorrow. This weekend, more than 80 people were killed or wounded in two evil attacks. One Saturday morning in El Paso, Texas, a wicked man went to a Walmart store where families were shopping with their loved ones. He shot and murdered 20 people and injured 26 others, including precious little children. Then, in the early hours of Sunday morning, Dayton, Ohio, another twisted monster opened fire on a crowded downtown street. He murdered 9 people, including his own sister, and injured 27 others. The First Lady and I join all Americans in praying and grieving for the victims, their families, and the survivors. We will stand by their side forever. We will never forget. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity. We are outraged and sickened by this monstrous evil, the cruelty, the hatred, the malice, the bloodshed, and the terror. Our hearts are shattered for every family whose parents, children, husbands, and wives were ripped from their arms and their lives. America weeps for the fallen. We are a loving nation, and our children are entitled to grow up in a just, peaceful, and loving society. Together, we lock arms to shoulder the grief. We ask God in heaven to ease the anguish of those who suffer, and we vow to act with urgent resolve. I want to thank the many law enforcement personnel who responded to these atrocities with the extraordinary grace and courage of American heroes. I have spoken with Texas Governor Greg Abbott and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, as well as Mayor DeMargo of El Paso, Texas, and Mayor Nan Whaley of Ohio to express our profound sadness and unfailing support. Today, we also send the condolences of our nation to President Obrador of Mexico and all the people of Mexico for the loss of their citizens in the El Paso shooting. Terrible, terrible thing. I have also been in close contact with Attorney General Barr and FBI Director Wray. Federal authorities are on the ground, and I have directed them to provide any and all assistance required, whatever is needed. The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. Hate has no place in America. Hatred warps the mind, ravages the heart, and devours the soul. We have asked the FBI to identify all further resources they need to investigate and disrupt hate crimes and domestic terrorism, whatever they need. We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize disturbed minds and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start. The internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the two decades, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion. In that task, we must honor the sacred memory of those we have lost by acting as one people. Open wounds cannot heal if we are divided. We must seek real bipartisan solutions. We have to do that in a bipartisan manner that will truly make America safer and better for all. First, we must do a better job of identifying and acting on early warning signs. I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace. It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence. We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do. Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement. Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun. Fourth, we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process. That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay. These are just a few of the areas of cooperation that we can pursue. I am open and ready to listen and discuss all ideas that will actually work and make a very big difference. Republicans and Democrats have proven that we can join together in a bipartisan fashion to address this plague. Last year, we enacted the Stop School Violence and Fix NICS Acts into law, providing grants to improve school safety and strengthening critical background checks for firearm purchases. At my direction, the Department of Justice banned bump stocks. Last year, we prosecuted a record number of firearms offenses. But there is so much more that we have to do. Now is the time to set destructive partisanship aside, so destructive, and find the courage to answer hatred with unity, devotion, and love. Our future is in our control. America will rise to the challenge. We will always have, and we always will, win. The choice is ours, and ours alone. It is not up to mentally ill monsters. It is up to us. If we are able to pass great legislation after all of these years, we will ensure that those who were attacked will not have died in vain. May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo. And may God protect them. May God protect all of those from Texas to Ohio. May God bless the victims and their families. May God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's the president. And yes, he made the reference to Toledo. Democrats are trying to seize on that, his unfit for duty thing. But that was the president earlier today at the White House. This hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by my friends at Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to go to your phone calls, your instant reaction to 48 hours of carnage in Texas and Ohio. Totally different settings for people losing their lives to gun violence and for different reasons. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is Live and Local Now.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy has been following legislative session closely, and we've been letting you know what bills you, as a taxpayer and a citizen, should be worried about. We're doing more than simply watching what happens in Carson City. We're making sure that taxpayers, citizens, and individuals have a voice. But we can't do it on our own. We depend on our partners throughout Nevada, individuals, parents, and taxpayers, who donate to our cause and support our mission. It's because of the generosity of our supporters that we're able to give a voice to taxpayers and fight for freedoms we hold dear. Visit nevadapolicy.org/donate and partner with us today. Together, we can make sure that government lobbyists and insiders aren't the only voices heard in Carson City. That's nevadapolicy.org/donate. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018.
As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We are your radio program of record all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Suffice to say, there have been a lot of opinions you've been hearing on this radio station, on cable news, and I'm just here to tell you it's not going to go away. And I will also tell you that I don't think anything's going to change. As long as there are evil people in this world, there will be ways for them to kill. I'm sorry. It'll be knives. It'll be whatever it is. Let's get to your calls, though, because I want to hear from you. Your reaction on what you have seen, what you have heard. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. You want to follow me on Twitter, @KevinWallRadio. @KevinWallRadio. Tell you what, let's begin with my buddy Clinical Carl. Get some pro bono psychological help here. Carl, you're up. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kevin, you're not asking for psychological help, are you? No.
He
wouldn't do that. No. Listen, first I want to congratulate you on RA. Keep up the good work. But before I get into about my guns real quick, I have a 9mm Glock at home. I keep it for home protection. There is no need for military-style assault weapons. Within the first 30 seconds in Texas, the man killed 20 people and wounded 29 within 30 seconds. That is absolutely ridiculous. I lived in London for a number of years, and they don't outlaw those. And the argument I hear is, well, they're going to go in with knives. Well, if you have children in school, would you have somebody, rather somebody break into a school with a knife? Or an automatic weapon, a semi-automatic weapon. I think a knife would be far preferable.
Carl, but let me ask you, though.
Yeah.
Drunk drivers kill a lot of people, yet we don't ban cars. So, if there are evil people in the world, how do we ban evil people in the world?
You can't ban evil people. But if you don't need military-style weapons. They're not used for hunting. They're not used for home protection. What are they used for? 100-round clips and so forth? What is the use of them? Absolutely none. The handgun, fine, I have one. I'm not saying nobody should take your guns away from you, which people shake when they hear that. But it's ridiculous. I mean, some people use a knife. How many people are going to kill with a knife? Come on. Oh. In 30 seconds, look at what this man did.
Well, and again, think of in Dayton how in 30 seconds, good guys took down the bad guy. And that is a good thing. Let's go to Luis. Luis, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Real quick. I agree, and I think most logical, common sense people would agree that most people don't need an assault-style weapon, okay? But those same people also understand.
How do you? Okay, now wait a minute. How do you define that? Is that an AR-15?
Let's just, for the sake of argument, let's just go with what the liberals want, okay? With that said, we the people, common sense, level-headed, know that if you take one, it then becomes easier to take a shotgun and whatnot. But, Kevin, what I really called to say is the media is playing with fire. And I think the president, yet again, has touched on something that everyone is overlooking. Social media is a disease. It's far worse than cancer, Kevin. You're right. You cannot rid the world of evil people. But the media is playing a dangerous game because it went from Russia collusion, Russia collusion, Russia collusion, and now he's a racist. Now he's a racist. And they're playing a dangerous game. And I said that 2 years ago. And I don't know where we're going to end up, but I just know that level-headed, common-sense people better not let liberals take over our government, because we will be completely screwed. And it hurts me to politicize tragic events such as this. And the fact that the Mexican government is threatening to sue is probably the biggest joke in all of this. Thank you for your time, Kevin.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's Luis joining us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids' bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and Las Vegas Cyclery has a wide variety of the latest e-bikes. Have you seen those? For those of you who want to ride again but you have some physical limitations, these are great. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Coming up, we're going to check in with a guy that has been on the other side. He has been on the media side. Now he's on the think tank side. He's Michael Shouse, Communications Director for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. He'll be in studio, and we'll try and sort out what we have heard from the president, what we have heard from the Democrat presidential wannabes. There's a lot of that going around. And it seems that everybody has an opinion. We'll also get to some of your calls. So if you want to join us, here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Two sets of gun violence, all in the span of less than 24 hours. Different parts of the country, different motives. The same end result. Funerals. Lots of them. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. Live and local now.
Come celebrate the taste and fresh selection of classic Mexican plates.
You know, everyone in Las Vegas knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's Taco Shop. Ah, authentic family dishes prepared hot and fresh every day. Like the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine, made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce, served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans, and a refreshing drink. It's magnifico! Stop in today and be our guest to the best. Roberto's 24-hour taco shop, with 50 convenient locations serving you.
Roberto's Taco Shop! Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.